Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Texmaco Rail and Engineering Limited's Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this earnings conference call on behalf of Texmaco Rail and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee, Executive Vice Chairman, along with his colleagues, Mr. A.K. Vijay, Executive Director, Finance, and Mr. Hemant Bhawania, CFO. We will have the opening remarks from Mr. Vijay, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Vijay ji.
Hi, good evening to everybody, to all the participants. The results for the year ended 31st March 2022, as well as the quarter four, is already in your hands. As you might have gone through the results, the company had a difficult year in the year 2022-2023 because of the period that the effect of the COVID was still there. As a result, if you have noticed the results, on quarter one, the performance was very disastrous. In fact, rather, the company has incurred huge losses in the first quarter. Nevertheless, with our sincere effort in the quarter second, two, three, and four, we tried to make it up, and not only made it up, but made some small profit also. Of course, we should have done better had we had the full year of operating available to us. In the first quarter, due to the number one, effect of the COVID, due to also the effect because the reason of this, that our order book that time was from railways were not there. Availability of wheel sets for the private parties were not there. Coupled with all these problems, we have to face huge losses in the quarter one, which we tried to make up. We are happy to share with our shareholders the company has been not only able to overcome that losses, but also made some profits. From now onwards, looks like that we have a clean slate to move forward. Just for academic information, for the year, revenue was 2,281 crores. I'm talking of the net revenue, as compared to 1,653 crores the previous year. The EBITDA gross profit and loss and profit before tax for the year were 180 crores, I'm sorry, 63 crores and 28 crores against 168 crores, 68 crores and 32. You are seeing that basically both the years were virtually flat, whereas we all know 2021-2022, the COVID was major effect was there because of COVID. But due to the, as I stated above, the loss in the quarter one and non-availability of the wheel sets and non-receipt of order by the railways, the performance for this year was impacted. The business prospect of the company, especially the government's focus on the rolling stock division and rail infra segment too, is quite reasonably good. In fact, rather, this kind of buoyant market in rail segment we have not seen in recent past. We are hopeful that, yes, this is going to continue as the focus of the government is very much on the rail segment. It is similarly that what the focus government brought in for the road segment, a few years ago, the same focus is now on the rail segment and seems to be that, yes, for next five to seven years, this business, rail business, is going to be very prospective. Having said that thing, the company's order book is very comfortable. Today, we are sitting on an order of almost 20,000 wagons, and overall the order value is 9,000 crores. Orders are still pouring in. We have also now started booking orders on export front, both in rail EPC and railway wagon divisions. That also seems to be a good sign for the organization. Yes, that we are getting orders not only from railways, but from private sector. We are getting orders for exports. Similarly, in the rail EPC, we are diversifying into newer areas and making sure that our focus of operations remains on area which are well controllable, because we have burnt our fingers in past time, and not having the adequate experience in that line at that point of time, booking orders for things which were not within our control, and as a result has to suffer additional costs over there. So having learned that education, now we are more focused, booking only those orders which are basically well manageable, can be completed in a shorter duration time, and which are normally profitable. So all these factors basically is helping us in improving on our overall performance. Now, apart from this, the company also has expectation of a fresh tender from railways, which we are hearing that is going to come up, and this will be a revolutionary tender in the sense that railway is asking for supply of about 50,000 wagons, which will be purely to the design of the supplier. So the concept which we have been talking to railways for long, that you permit us to conceptualize and design and then manufacture the wagon supply to you, so that you get a better life, better efficiency and better payload tear ratio. So that railway has now heeded to, and accordingly they have now drafted a tender which will take care for these requirements. This is a challenge where only the robust manufacturers who have got that capability, not only of manufacturing but also of designing, also of conceptualizing, and also of making sure that the new product technology is being used not only in the designing but also in the processes. So that's where basically we are now focusing on. This tender is likely to come up very shortly, and hopefully our company stands a reasonable chance to bag business into this tender as well. This apart also, we understand railways are also further coming up new tenders for the conventional wagon requirements, which will also be industry will be participating. And I hope that all the participants, whoever the competent participants are there, they will also be bagging some orders into that basic business. As far as the steel foundry division is concerned, let me tell you, it was a very good year for us. We have been able to, in spite of the first quarter not producing much, we have been able to jump on the production, overall production, by more than 40%. So this is a very good sign for us, and in fact rather this improvement which we have brought into the steel foundry division, we expect to continue in this year as well. The demand for export is also robust, demand for domestic market is also robust, and in fact rather we are now facing challenges even to meet our own requirements, because of the requirements have been so large. Hopefully we will be with our plans for some capex investment, both in the rolling stock as well as the foundry segment, which is basically required for the balancing equipment, we should be able to overcome these challenges and increase our productions, whereby we can continue to meet our demands, both domestic as well as export. With this basic overall situation and all this thing, we are hopeful that yes, the top line, bottom line will continue to grow for the company in coming year also. And we have expecting that one thing I just have to add to this thing that company has also entered during last year a joint venture agreement with a European company for not only for manufacture of wagons for Indian market but also for export. And this will also boost our production capacity in India as well as for exports. With this, I submit to our vice chairman to add a further on statement which we have made a presentation to the shareholders. Thank you.
Yes, I think Vijay, you have covered most of it. So I can only tell you in one simple statement that we are in the path of ascension. So we have every quarter has been better than the last quarter, and we believe that sequentially we'll keep on improving because of the market, because we have also gearing our inner strengths to produce more and bringing in new design, collaborating with the the foreign companies. So all these put together, both in the freight car as well as in the foundry, where also the capacity is being expanded right now. So we expect that the results will start moving up. We also are looking at more percentage of more numbers of private wagons to be done. We also are, I think, we have been very happy to say that we also have bagging the export orders, which are at very good profitability. So all these put together, I see that sequentially the company results will start going up. And I think most of the other details have been covered by Mr. Vijay. So any question, Hemant, would you like anything else to talk about the finance or?
No, sir, I think Mr. Vijay and you have covered all the points. So I have nothing to say from my side.
So should we open the lines for Q&A, sir?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. First question is from the line of Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, and thanks for the opportunity. Great set of growth on the top line on this quarter. Congratulations for that. Sir, I just wanted to understand, in your press release, you have mentioned about the fresh tender has been expected to be issued by Indian Railway for 50,000 new design modern wagons. Can I understand what is the value in the price? Like, what is the total value of this 50,000 railway contract? Can we potentially?
So,
Vijay, please.
See, this tender for 50,000, I covered in my narrative part, that expected tender about this thing. Value as far as concerned, it's difficult to say something about now because the tender has not yet come out. So it will all depend upon the design, what design is basically being prepared, that will require what kind of a component, what kind of advancement to be required. So it is very, very, as of today, to fix a value for that will not be, but then I can only add this. Compared to the conventional wagon, it certainly will be a costly wagon and may even cost anything with to double the cost what we charge for the, what we is basically payable for conventional or 80% of that price. You don't know unless you have designed and figured out what are the features you are going to add into these wagons depending upon the actual requirement of railway, which will be known once the tender is out.
Sir, I have an add-up on question on this. Like you have spoken about the maintenance in this tender. So is, what could be the actual split between the tender value of the construction of the wagons and the maintenance of the wagons?
See, railway at present, the railway is charging all the vendors almost about 5% of their freight earnings as maintenance charges for the wagons, because today's practice is every wagon, whether owned by a private or by railways, are maintained by railways. So, of course, that is that 5% is a little too high to be charged to anyone. It will be lower than that, but then again, depending upon what nature of guarantees, warranties they require, what nature of on time they require, what is the, because the downtime, certainly they would like to reduce in the new tender that wagons should not be under downtime. So all these factors taking together and all these things, that this has to be fixed. But since this is long-term contract, the value will be also large, and that will depend upon, yes, what is the total, your quantum of guarantees and warranties which are expected of the vendor who is supplying the design and wagon.
Got it, sir. I have another question relating to your financials. Sir, what can be the EBITDA margins that can we expect from the coming years or the coming quarters?
See, Kaushik, let me just brief you on how we performed over the last. So in Q1, we executed only 120 wagons, and as a result of which there were some unabsorbed fixed costs, because of which we had resulted into losses. In Q2, our production ramped up. We have received the orders, and the proto was approved somewhere in July, and we started the series production from August onwards. So in Q2, we did somewhere close to 500 wagons. In Q3, we crossed the number of 1,000 wagons. And in Q4, we crossed the number of 1,400 wagons. So as the production further picks up from here, you will definitely see a better EBITDA, what we have reported currently.
Got it, sir. If there is any question, I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Rahil, you're audible.
Yeah. So, sir, can you please just repeat what was the total volume of wagons in FY23?
You have to be a little louder, please.
Just a moment. Am I audible now?
So, can you be a bit loud, please?
Okay, let me...
Hello?
Yeah, you're now.
Is this better?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was just asking, can you please repeat the volume wagon for FY23, total number of wagons you produced?
So, production was somewhere around 3,200 wagons.
Okay, and can you share, like, what are you expecting to do for FY24, given the order book you have?
Currently, we have an order book of around 9,000 crores. Out of which the heavy engineering consists of around 6,700 crores, order book of 6,700 crores, steel foundry is for 400 crores, rail EPC division is 1,500 crores, and our joint venture and subsidiary is for 400 crores, altogether 9,000. So we expect we can further ramp up by another 30-35% during this year, wherein the number of wagons will go up in the same proportion.
Did you say 30%?
30-35% from here.
Okay, so that also relates to the like production level of volume for wagons.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you sharing any? So how will that translate into revenue for FY24? Any?
I would only like to add one point over here. Himant has very amply clarified to you that how the situation is emerging and how we are doing about this thing. But 30-35% doesn't apply for particularly product or division-wise. Altogether, company will be rising by 35% approximately. A particular division can do much better, whereas other division may remain little lower improvements because of the reason of nature of business. Like in rail EPC, we are not expecting that kind of a boost in the current year. So naturally, the major boost will come from our wagon and foundry division. And together also, but the company overall will still perform more than 35%. So that is how the percentage increase will be greater in these segments than in the segment which is rail EPC.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a decent set of numbers, sir. Sir, my first question is on the margin, sir. So if I look at rail EPC segment for this quarter, you are saying that we moved from 1,000 wagon to 1,400 wagon. Sorry, my question is on the heavy engineering segment. So in the heavy engineering segment, we're making only 4% margin this quarter. So can you comment on the margin as in, because you said we made 1,400 wagon this quarter versus 1,000 wagon last quarter, but there is not much improvement if I look at margins for the segment.
Yeah.
Mukesh, would you like to answer this?
No, I think it's Hemant, you should answer.
Yeah, sure, I'll take that, sir. So, in Q4, you see that our rolling stock, that is the heavy engineering division, they have achieved a turnover of around 550 crores. Whereas the EBITDA margin that you say, yes, that is not up to the mark. We would definitely like to improve upon that. That can only go up once we perform, once we improve on the number of wagons that we execute.
Let me also add, you have finished, Hemant? Have you finished?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just let me add to this that as you are aware that the railway, the Indian railway orders are at a pretty challenging margin, not a very high margin. Whereas we are doing a large proportion of our volume with the railway wagons. So this is the reason why Hemant has just now mentioned that we need to do more so that we could make, other than railway, private wagons also. And also, fortunately, we also have good amount of orders of private wagons. And on top of that, we are now finding the export market to be very lucrative. So we also have decided to go on manufacturing winning bids for winning contracts for the exports. So all this put together, we are looking at a very, very, very encouraging situation for the months to come. Yes, we have to do certain reorientation of our business. For example, there are certain business we may have to we are going to come down on some businesses which are already occupying our factory, like making certain railway component shells, which are in that case we will make more numbers of locomotive shells. So instead of that, we make more wagons. Then we also have at a very stage of planning to increase our capacity. And also, I think Mr. Vijay have already mentioned of our signing with a joint venture with a foreign company where we will increase the capacity of our production. So all this put together, private wagon, exports, and clubbed with certain reorientation on the business portfolio and the capacity expansion are going to give us very encouraging results to come.
Sure, sir. And in the press release, you are saying that cost reduction has been set as a major objective for this year. And if I look at our biggest competitor, which has also won this railway order, they are talking about 8 to 10% of EBITDA margins. So do you think we can reach that level, or that is like difficult to reach?
Hemant, do you like to answer? Because I think it is an achievable level. Hemant, would you like to answer?
Yeah, sure. So, see, majority of the cost what you see is my material cost. Around 80 to 84% of the cost what we incur is on materials. So we are trying to rationalize on the material cost, the components which can be manufactured in-house. We are exploring the opportunities. The components which can be outsourced to a vendor, as a result of which we get a better space utilization and we increase on the number of production. So all these aspects on cost rationalization is being looked into, and we are working on that. And I think first quarter or by end of first quarter, we should come out with some cost rationalization.
Yeah, it is a cost and the product mix. Cost, product mix, expansion of capacity. Short term is cost and product mix. Medium term is a capacity expansion and moving into some other related products. Like we just have decided to build a strategic business unit for supply of components to the wagon manufacturers abroad, which is the export. So all these are the various in hand. improve the profitability given the current base load being from the railways, and in the railway segment, the current railway segment, we are on a cost drive. We try to push the cost down on various other aspects. So this is what we're trying to do now.
Got it. So, and sir, in steel foundry, our margins are much better than heavy engineering division. So do you think that are like sustainable?
Yeah, the foundry for steel, the margin for steel foundry, what we have reported is on a sustainable basis. So we should be able to sustain this margin.
Yeah, in case, we are looking at an increased margin. So it's not only sustainable, we are looking at various other aspects. Currently, we are in right now, steel foundry is supplying most of its product to our wagon plant. So we are looking at capacity expansion even in the steel foundry. And
so can we expect increased margin in all the three divisions?
See, this is basically, I would like to add one point here, that the beauty of our business is this thing, it is a volume game. The moment the volume starts going up, all cost starts percentage-wise coming down and the margins start shooting up. And that is what basically focus is also with us. Now today, whether we produce 1,000 wagon or 3,000 wagon or 5,000 wagon, you'll find that overhead cost more or less in a constant range doesn't go up in the same proportion as the number of wagon production goes up. Similarly in the casting division also, the same way, same things apply to that. Of course it goes up a bit because the production is going, so other facilities to be created, infrastructure to be created, maintenance cost goes up, and also certain production and direct cost also goes up like labor and all, but not in proportion. And that gives a big boost to the bottom line. And that is where we are focusing about. Hemant clarified to you beforehand that yes, we are focusing cost reduction. And in fact, in our press note also, we covered that very prominently. Cost reduction is a milestone which we would like to achieve in a major way in this financial year. And actions already started. Mr. Mukherjee has put this as a target for the company executives to make sure that in each and every division, the cost reduction, it is not that only the direct cost reduction, it is the indirect cost reduction as well. Like how can we reduce the wastages, how can we reduce the your process time, how can we improve the efficiency of the machine so that dependency on the outside agencies reduces to that extent and in-house improvement in production comes. All these elements which are kept, which can add to my cost reduction and add to bottom line, are already have been drawn out and people have started working on this thing. So, and fortunately for us, this is a time when we are able to boost the production also. So together coupled with this, certainly the margins will have a better outlook compared to what it has been there, irrespective of whether the prices remain same or we go a little higher than this. So what we are talking to you today is based on the order book which we have today, especially from railways, and based on that, even although the margins are a little meager there, but still we would like to make sure that the company makes a decent bottom line even in these orders. And then of course the additions of the orders for export and acquisition of our private parties certainly will make differences in the bottom line to that extent further.
Thank you. Mr. Kumar, we request you to join the question queue for any follow-up as we have several participants waiting for their turn.
Sure.
Thank you. Before we take the next participant, we'd like to remind the participant to please limit your question to two per participant. If time permits, you may join the queue for any follow-up. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead. Vasudev, the line is unmuted. Please unmute.
Hello, can I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. And as you mentioned in your press release and also in your opening remarks about this new tender for 50,000 wagons. So, you know, firstly, how confident are you that this tender will come in Q1 and Q2? And also, since all the wagon players are fully booked for the next 3 years, so how will railways reorder? Like, you know, where is the capacity to execute them? So this is my first question.
See, we are reasonably confident about the tender coming here because, of course, we are in the industry, we are running the business, so we keep the information. And based on the information available to us and also to the industry, that this tender railway is pretty sure of coming out with. And as we indicated, that is likely to come out in first quarter or latest by early second quarter. But then you cannot have any certainty about something in which we don't have control. But we are reasonably confident about this. To answer to your question number one, answer to your question number two, which is again dependent upon the industry capacity. Now, capacity today is a flexible game, as we explained all during all our presentation, that how we are now making sure that the capacity by with certain adding certain balancing equipment, all these things, we are constantly going to improve our capacity and capability to deliver the wagons. So other wagon builders also trying to do the same thing. Somebody will be doing a little better, somebody will be doing a little worse. But then, yes, people will make effort to that. Our capacities have never been tested to the kind of infrastructure the company has created over the years. So this is the opportunity for us to test our capacity, and we are coming up to that expectation. In fact, as Hemant explained to you in the opening statement itself, that how we have improved the productivity from 120 to 400 to 1000 to 1400, and of course, God willing, we'll be reaching much, much larger milestones over there. So if you imagine that, yes, last year we were producing 1800 wagons, prior to that we were producing about 2200 wagons. We are now looking forward to producing even 5000 and above. So that's how the capacity will be built up by us, and we are sure, confident about it. If the tender comes our way, we'll be able to meet the requirement. Top of this, as I explained, we have also signed up joint venture agreement with a foreign party to manufacture wagon in India. That will add to my capacity further. So these are all basically combined factor together. We are not overly concerned about the production capability of the company to meet the requirements in case additional tender is awarded on us.
Okay. And so, sir, with this JV, how much capacity is increased for us?
So in the JV, we have initially planned 200 wagons, sorry, 2,000 wagons on a per annum basis. To start with, it would start with around 1,000 to 1,200 wagons, and then again, as the JV sets up fully, it will ramp up to 2,000 wagons.
Okay. And so finally, sir, how is the execution going on for the current order of 20,000 wagons that we have? And if you can give that, how many wagons did we dispatch in FY 2023 and quarterly split, if possible?
See, this was already explained in my opening remark, but again for you, I'll just repeat that. So the total number of wagons executed, the production during the year was around 3,200 wagons, and we still have an order book of around 20,000 wagons in hand, combined Indian Railways and private. We expect further a ramp up of around 30%-35% in this year. So that is how the order book would be executed.
Okay. I'll come back in the queue for more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand why is the wagon execution expected in FY 2024 at a +30% number, so let's say about 4,000-4,500 wagons on a 20,000 wagon order. So if you could tell me, what is the delivery schedule for this 20,000 wagon?
Pritesh, let me tell you, I explained also that 35% is overall growth in the company if you're targeting about, doesn't mean that the wagon will also grow at 35%.
Okay.
So wagon can go some different numbers, foundry can go some different number, rail EPC can go some different numbers. Overall, we'll be certainly going by 35%. That is what basically we have mentioned, and we maintain that. As far as the capacity requirement is concerned, we have to deliver 500 wagons, 500 plus some odd wagons to the railways every month, and we are more than confident to meet that requirement.
So can you tell us what would be the volume schedule for FY 2024? Will it be 6,000-7,000 wagon, 5,000-8,000?
Our aim is to reach that level.
Which one, sir? 5,000, 6,000, or 8,000? I gave you three numbers.
You always go by the mean. I understand that formula.
Okay, my second question is, on the gross contribution margin for wagons. What is the gross contribution margin for wagons?
Yeah, Pritesh, you know I don't answer these questions.
Okay.
It is visible on the face of the papers which we have shared with all the shareholders.
Okay. And what is the capacity utilization, if you can share, of the wagon?
Right now, this is an interesting question, and I'd love to answer this question basically, because I personally strongly believe that capacity-wise, we are still not reaching our potentials. If truly speaking, and suppose, for example, we are doing the open type wagons, the company can produce 10,000 wagons in a year. But today we are doing a combination of wagons. In fact, rather, today, currently we are making some 6-7 types of wagons simultaneously. So that certainly makes little dent on the capacity utilization. Going forward, what we are trying to do, we are going to restrict ourselves to 3-4 types of wagons, whereby we can do mass production and increase the number of wagons which we can deliver, instead of going for some 7-8 types anytime and all this thing in all orders. That's how basically the rationalization is being done in the organization. And hopefully this year end, the story will be different to tell you.
And lastly, at the year end, or let's say in a couple of years, what kind of debt we will see on your balance sheet? Because your balance sheet has seen increased debt for last so many years now.
Yeah, that's so very right, because you are aware of the fact that our rail EPC has not been doing that good because of the reason of certain orders which we booked, or certain orders which were legacy orders, we were struggling there, so we had to rely upon debt to complete those orders. I can only tell you that all the long-term or long-tenure orders more or less now stand completed, excepting for a couple of such orders which are still under execution, some in Bangladesh and some in Bangalore Metro. Apart from that, all orders are basically now are newly booked orders which we are under execution, and they are short duration orders. So the requirement of working capital also for that will come down. And certainly will help me in rationalizing my finance cost also, which is substantially higher because the borrowings have gone up. Truly speaking, the overall borrowing, I'll request Hemant to share with you. But as far as the long-term borrowing is concerned, I can tell you, it is still under very much control, excepting for a corporate loan which we have to take towards the COVID period. The long-term borrowing is about within 100 crores.
So we have a working capital short-term borrowing of around 750 crores across all the divisions, and our long-term borrowing as on March stands at around 220 crores. This includes borrowing which we have taken for expansion of our capacity at Raipur, Foundry, Calcutta, and our heavy engineering division.
Yeah, but that still doesn't answer how much of debt repayment you would plan to do over the next 2 years, based on whatever cash flow or retention money getting released from the balance sheet.
Pritesh, we have given you the answer very clearly that yes, our total debt for this long term, other than the corporate loan which we have taken during the COVID period of 100 crore rupees, is 100 crore rupees. And repayments are basically in 5 years' time. So on an average, 20 crore rupees for this and 20 crore for what? My COVID loan. So this is altogether 40 crore repayment is being made, and we are making every last 2 years, we are making regularly since the loan was taken. Apart from that, all is working capital loan which is not required to be repaid because it is relating to my operations. And as the productions are going up, as the operations are improving, we may be that some more balancing working capital loan may be required, but that is basically adequately supported by the current asset which are being used for production purposes.
But any release of retention or debtors or any because of this old projects which can, you know, deleverage your balance sheet by any chance? Yeah. Or because you have a receivable of 780 and then you have other current assets. Is there anything on closure of projects?
Yeah. Basically, it is all the my long-term debts, for debtors and all these things are slightly higher some because of the our business in the rail EPC segment. We explained earlier also that rail EPC segment, number one, the management is taking a view that this division requires a focused approach and cannot be done collectively with the other division working. That's, as a result, the board has proposed to basically bifurcate these two divisions, one is the brick and mortar division, other is the rail EPC division. So rail EPC division is being bifurcated into two separate companies to take care. So the approach to that business is very focused. And basically what we are trying to do is this thing, that whatever jobs we have done, and those jobs, whatever amount which are claimable from the clients because of the delays and defaults on the part of the client, that is where we are making more focused approach now, with the divisions being run separately by individual business head. And once the company is separated, it will be more focused. That to that extent, the approach will be more focused. And certainly, we expect a substantial portion will be realized by us, which will be adding to bottom line as well, on account of the various claims which we have generated and lodged with various clients. And they are under now discussion, negotiation, and settlement.
Okay. That's all. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind our participants to limit your question to two per participant. If time permits, you may join the queue for any follow-up. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to know, for the year 23, we have done 3,000 wagons or 3,200 wagons?
So the production was 3,200 wagons. And if you see from the sales side, sales would be somewhere around 3,070 wagons or 3,090 wagons.
And can you give us a split? How much of that was for Indian Railways and how much was private?
So Railways was around 2,260 and private was around 815.
And aren't we trending slightly lower than the monthly run rate that we would have preferred to do for the Indian Railways? And is there any penalty in case we can't complete the order in time?
So, Alisha, we already explained that in our opening remarks that yes, we are ramping up. We were at 120 wagons in Q1, then we moved to 500 wagons, then 1000 and then 1400. So from here onward, you see that yes, we can only go northward, and that would ease out some the requirement for the railways as well.
One more point, Alisha, you need to note about this thing is this, that we were the only party required to do the prototype and then go for production, as compared to my other wagon builders who actually got orders for the wagons which they anyway were in their product range, and they were not required to go for prototype. A prototype requires almost 3 months to produce. So we started 3 months late compared to our peers. And as a result, last year, we have to pick up the production. Second point which is important, we are doing our most difficult wagon, which is BCNA, compared to the open type wagon. BCNA is a covered type wagon, which is almost about one and a half to 1.6 times of the normal open type wagon. But yes, that's no explanation for me not to do the quantity, but yes, it takes time to pick up. We have to build the ecosystem for that. We have done all that thing, and today now is in a position to ramp up the production and meet the requirement what the railway has given to us, and rather meet the requirement for private sector as well simultaneously.
Understood. But is there any penalty in case they can't finish it in 39 months?
The contract do provide for that, but then of course there are reasons for that why it will not be imposed. But that we will take up according to the contractual conditions.
Understood. And we're doing about 850 wagons on the private side. Any challenges on procuring the rail wheel set from the private side now, or that has largely been addressed?
It used to be, but no more.
So that is no longer acting as a negative pressure on our margin?
No, this is not now. It was for the first two quarters, it was a serious challenge.
Okay, and just my last question, you know, we've spoken of incremental 50,000 orders that is expected in the next couple of months, which will be for more specialized wagons, plus the annual ordering Indian Railways will do, plus exports. So what is the kind of capex we're looking at doing to expand our capacity to, in anticipation of the demand that we're seeing? I know we're doing the JV, where we're talking of 2,000 wagons, but is there any other capex that we're doing to increase our capacity?
Yeah, capex is there, but it is not substantial because our infrastructure today can take care of increased production, and we are hopeful that our infrastructure can support up to production of 10,000 wagons also in the year. So that's not a major challenge. of course, we'll have to add certain balance sheet improvements, which we are constantly doing about this thing. Hemant explained also that why our capex loan is there. We have taken some capex loan to improve on our infrastructure, adding certain balancing equipment, and also ramping up the capacity for my foundry. So these together, we should be in a position to cater to a requirement up to these numbers. That shouldn't be a serious challenge. And once we reach those numbers, we will certainly find ways and means whereby without making massive capital expenditure or capital investment, we further ramp up our capacity by improvement of the processes, etc. So we're constantly doing this thing and we'll be doing it. The first time we have won the opportunity, and now we are really coming up to the challenges which we have faced, which we have been put to.
Understood. And just one last clarification, I know you've answered this earlier, but the margins on the wagon side is relatively lower. And you're saying we don't have pressure on the railway side and there is a good amount of operating leverage that comes as, you know, the numbers ramp up and we reach 1400 wagons. Then what is causing this negative pressure on the margins on the wagon side?
Mr. Mukherjee just explained to you and to the team members that yes, the railway wagon, the margins are lower, of course, but then that is the bulk and certainly it's become the number game or the volume game. The more the volume, your cost overhead will remain more or less constant and a constant factor, not going up in proportion to what the number of wagons produced is going up. So this is the advantage which people derive out of this, and accordingly, we are focusing on going in the volume game, whereby on every incremental volume, we are not increasing the cost, which is adding to my bottom line. So in spite of the, there will be a pressure on the margins in respect of the railway orders, we are confident of making reasonable money there as well.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I just wanted to know that how much amount of claims that we have made which are likely to be realized in this year. So two figures, how much claims we have made, how much we are likely to realize, are there any arbitration amount also given in our favor, and do we have any surplus assets, non-core assets, which we can realize to reduce our interest burden? These are my questions, sir.
Answer to the first question, we have identified claims which is substantial in four digits. Answer to question number two, we have substantial portion of that we have already submitted to the clients. Other are being compiled basically because it requires a volume of data to be submitted along with that, which is already being assembled, and accordingly we are going ahead with the client this thing. Answer to question number three, we have gone for certain arbitration also. And the client has come out with some settlement proposals which we are negotiating with them, because arbitration is still a time consuming process, and if settlement can be arrived at, the client will be always most welcome one. So that is the answer to question number three. And your fourth question, which is there in respect of that, yes, whether this...
Hello?
The surplus asset, which is the company has got or not, yes, company has a large bank of surplus debt, but the company always takes judicious calls on that thing. Like we have certain investments in companies, certain investment in land. So all these things are there and we will be working on those very judiciously.
But right now there is no program, and for this year, no chalked out program to realize anything from that side.
I don't think I will be in a position to answer this question, because this is something sensitive which is the board has to take a call first before we could actually answer to that. Mr. Mukherjee, anything further you would like to add?
No, I have nothing. There are claims, actually, as you have correctly said, and these claims are all from the EPC. I think it's a little premature to keep on talking of numbers at this stage, but they are pretty large claims.
Okay, and my second question is regarding, are we the most efficient producer of wagons in the world with our technologies and, you know, processes, or are we somewhere into 1 to 5 or something like that? Can you kindly tell us?
We are improving, we are constantly endeavoring to improve our strategy for which we have revamped our already strong design group. We also are, as you know, that we have a joint venture. So the foreign partners have very strong design groups. So always our attempt at this moment to be ahead of the rest. And all these are very important because anything that railways would like to buy in future would like to have better performance parameters. So we are keeping that as a very strong KPI for us.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naitik Mohata from Sequent Invest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just two quick questions from my end. One, what are we expecting the monthly run rate for wagons in quarter one and what was it in quarter four?
So, Mohan, last quarter in Q4 we did 1400. So in this year, slowly from April onwards, we have started ramping up and we expect that yes, in H1, within this year, we should expect a ramp up of around 30 to 35%.
Okay, and the EPC order book that you have quoted, like we have 1500 crore order book in EPC segment. So what is the timeline of delivering the EPC book that we are expecting?
So EPC order generally is to the tune of between 2 years to 4 years, depending upon the nature of job. But yes, if you recollect, our EPC division order book was to the tune of 3,000 crores, which we have brought down to around 1,500 crores. As Mr. Vijay explained that we are accepting only those orders which are for shorter duration and more of a supply part rather than on erection and commissioning. So 1500 crores I think should be the tenor for these orders would be somewhere within 2 years to 4 years.
See, let me also clarify to you because this question comes very often. Rail EPC comprises of various sub works. We are a market leader especially in the field of signaling, in the ballastless track and in the overhead electrification. These are the core area of this thing, where we take contracts which are normally of not of a longer duration. They are normally ranging between 18 months to 24 to 30 months, not beyond that. There is another segment where we also are operating, that was the track laying for the railway. This is a segment where the time taken at times contractually also is 36 months or more. Now, there the challenges lies long because there are so many agencies working simultaneously the same thing, including civil agencies, including the bridge, including the land acquisition agencies, including the planning agency, including designing agencies, all together simultaneously keep working on the site. So there is a lot of challenges which we are earlier not aware of. Now we seem to be, and accordingly we have reduced our exposure to a very large extent on this, and excepting for a couple of old contracts, we are not booking any new orders, especially in this segment, until this is basically predominantly loaded in favor of signaling, telecommunication, or ballastless track.
Okay, that was really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, on the wagon manufacturing, earlier you had said that next year, which is FY24, the target for wagon manufacturing would be closer to, 6,600 wagons in a year, as per the 39 months contract. So, is it right to assume that while overall business will grow at 30-35% or more, your wagon manufacturing from IR would be growing 100%?
See, we never mentioned that 6,600 or so, but what we mentioned was basically we'll be meeting our obligation towards this thing, which translates into the business of about 500 plus wagons per month for the railway segment. As we are presently seeing, fine, and if there are no challenges and availability of the wheel sets or from our clearances from railways, because railway also has to take these wagons for deliveries. So we should be able to ramp up our capacity. We are geared up ourselves to meet the obligation which we have taken under the contracts, and also that simultaneously we can do some private also. So this basically we are doing. Depending upon overall ground reality, that whether the requirement for these wagons, whether the ability to reset these wagons are enough with the railways, we will be able to cope up and meet the requirement which the railway has given to us.
Okay. And secondly, this bifurcation of the rail EPC division. So basically, you are contemplating demerger of the rail EPC division business into a separate listed company. So
No, we are not demerging. We are only doing a slump sale to our wholly owned subsidiary companies to make the management focus specific to these projects, these divisions, not doing a demerger.
Okay. But that would mean at the consolidated level, still everything would remain the same, except that maybe there are two management teams to take care of the two businesses, right?
Yeah, of course, and they are two separate companies. They will be run separately by a separate management team, who will be focused on their business. They are responsible for their business.
Understood, sir. And, sir, on the margins part, now in Q4 of this year, our gross profit margin has dropped to 17% from 20% last year. So this is almost a 300 basis point decline. And that is the main reason I think we are also losing out on the... So if we have to explain the loss in EBITDA in terms of margin from last quarter, I see two concerns. One is your gross profit margin has fallen from 20% to 17% quarter on quarter. And second is your the employee and other expenses have also increased more or less in the same proportion as your increase in revenue. So neither is our operating leverage, wherein we were thinking that our fixed cost will be absorbed over higher base, but our fixed costs are also increasing rapidly in the same line as revenues. And secondly, our material cost is increasing even when, you know, when we see the raw material, steel prices, everything more or less being in shape for everyone else. So what is the reason why, you know, both these things are not working in our favor?
I'll answer you in brief about this thing. Number one, the last point first. The steel prices depends, the cost of material depends upon the nature of wagon which you are, nature of product which you are manufacturing. You will appreciate that. So suppose in a year one, you produced X type of wagon, in year two, you produce Y type of wagon, and in year three, you produce Z type of wagon. The cost for all the same doesn't remain same. The theory doesn't apply to similar fashion which is there. Similarly, in case you are doing more of private wagons and less of railway wagons, or more of railway wagons and less of private wagons, the ratio changes. So all these factors we take into consideration while basically doing the production planning and all this thing. But since the railway requirements are urgent and railway pressure is there, initially we took time basically because we had to do the prototype. The prototype must be completed. We must be over with prototype. We went with the mass production. So these cost factors were accordingly being higher when we make the wagons which are called the BCR wagon. So similarly, in case suppose we are making some different type of wagon, the cost factor can be different. So this cannot be equated. If we are not making one type of product, although we are making wagon, but the wagon plant we are making 8 types of wagon presently. So there are a variety of things which goes into this thing. So cannot be equated by 17% and 20%. Yes, the margin has been lower, as we explained earlier, our management team explained earlier, that railway order the margins are lower. This order has come only in this year. It was not there in the last year, which we have now started executing. In the year 4, if you see that railway supplies are larger, as a result, there were lower margin than wagon. The other products' margins were reasonably well, but then yes, the quantity was quite low. The third thing which you mentioned about this thing, that the cost is also going in proportion to that, is not correct. Cost is not going in proportion to that. There are certain expenses which are basically incurred one time, and those are kind of a nature which you need to actually account for. So those were the natural expenses which have been accounted for, maybe have accounted for in quarter four. As a result, the other expenses are slightly higher. But overall period, if you see, the cost is not going in proportion to what my actual production is going up. In fact, rather, my overhead cost becomes more or less at a constant level once the production starts increasing. And the benefits of the higher production in my cost saving starts reflecting. So that will be reflected in the coming quarters, which will be basically going ahead with this thing from quarter one itself.
Sir, what would be this element of one-time sort of a cost in quarter four other expenses?
We have basically written off certain amounts, about 5 crore rupees, and that also there was some one-time cost of 5 crore rupees which we have incurred. So those were the basic costs which were there.
So only 5 crore is the one-time, then the remaining 48 crores would be more or less going forward also, it will remain at the same level?
How can I say it will remain same? Because the product mix always changes. I told you, explained to you what the wagon cost is all about. They all depends on product mix. So we will be rationalizing the product in a manner whereby the margins are reasonable and we are able to deliver you the results which we are basically our shareholders are expecting from us.
Understood, sir. And on the cost rationalization target, so what would be a yearly sort of a reduction that we may be able to achieve in our overheads because of the cost rationalization measures that we have done a study upon and want to implement in FY24?
Give us one or two quarters. We are already working in a big manner. Our targets are very large. But then, yes, we want to see whether in actual operation, how much we are able to actually implement those things. Ideas are there. We are working on those ideas. We will come out with that. But please give us a quarter and two to come back to you on these questions.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dhaval Sheth from Dhaval Sheth Financials. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Two, three questions. First is on Kalindi Rail. So, we have come to know that Kalindi Rail is on block to sell. So, what is the update on it?
I don't know where from your information and news are coming. At least I can't answer this question because this is not the management stand ever taken by us.
Okay, so Kalindi is not on block, what we have learned from your answer.
How can I say you on block, not block? You are asking some hypothetical question which I can't answer.
Okay, and when will the JV start with a foreign player? When will it start?
The JV, basically we have signed the agreement. Now, of course, within a month or two, we'll be completing the complete diligence part of this thing, signing the agreement, detailing and all this thing. And from there, to come into production, as per our plan, is normally 10 to 12 months.
10 to 12 months.
That's right.
Yes. And as we all aware, and most of the questions are on the net profit margin, which from the railway order book, railway, which is very thin. So what will be the, to boost up the net profit margin, what will be the total mix of private, government and export order going forward? Can you throw some light on it going forward? What will be the percentage mix going forward, government, private and export order?
Normally, see, export and private you have to put in one block, we cannot do individually that thing. So, between railway and private, normally the ratio all along has been 80-20. We will try, we will be more happy if it turns to 75-25. But it all depends upon what pressure, what demand and what supply challenges are there. Based on that, it always keeps varying. But on an average, we are doing 80-20.
Okay. And how much is our capacity utilization in this year and in this quarter?
I think I explained earlier also, capacity wise, for doing one particular type of wagon, we have a capacity even for 10,000 number of wagons. But since we are doing variety of wagons that simultaneously at train go, the capacity cannot be fixed at 10,000 for that. Accordingly, it varies. But we have explained this that going forward we are restricting ourselves to four types of wagon whereby we can be able to optimize the capacity and try achieving the maximum number what we are basically the infrastructure has been built for.
So in terms of percentage, sir?
Come again?
In terms of percentage, what is the capacity utilization?
So the answer is very obvious on that. If my capacity is up to 10,000 number of wagon for single types of this thing, and if you are doing multiple types of capacity, certainly the quantum you will start reducing, it comes down. But we are anyway, at the level of 50-60% only.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take the last couple of questions for the afternoon. The next question is from the line of Raj Kishore as an individual investor. Please go ahead. Raj Kishore, your line is unmuted. Please proceed. It seems there's no response from the line of Raj. We will move to the next question from the line of Deepak Rajani from Dakini Inc. Please go ahead.
Sir, do you have any update on appointment of a CEO? Hello?
Yeah, I think...
What is the question? I could hear the question.
My question is there any progress on appointment of a new CEO?
Yeah, we are looking for a CEO.
That we are aware that you are looking for a CEO. I'm saying, is there a timeline? Is there any...
Do you want me to tell you at what stage, how many people interviewed, how much of... from where, is that the question you are asking for? Then I have to apologize. I wouldn't be able to give you that. Because this is a classified information, I wouldn't be able to tell you. But I think we are looking for... Yeah, and as soon as we get someone in place, we would be the first one to go and tell you.
Sir, it is reasonable to... many months after trying to hire a CEO and not successfully being able to hire a CEO, to give an ambiguous answer like this, that you are looking and it is classified. Does that sound reasonable?
What is it? What is the answer that will satisfy you, sir?
No, I mean, the answer that will satisfy me is, first of all, why is it that you don't have a CEO for the past several months? And why is it that you are unable to be able to hire and retain talent? What is stopping you from, you know, you're a company that seems to be having great prospects. Can you at least quantify it? It'll take 3 months, it'll take 6 months, some kind of timeline, or you're going to say that this is classified and, you know, you can't share with us how long it's going to take?
I think you are getting worked up for no reason at all. But
I'm asking you a matter-of-fact question, and you're giving me an ambiguous answer.
But if you wish me to tell you in how many months, I can only tell you that it should be as quickly as possible. I can't tell you the number of months, but it should be as soon as possible because we are at a very final stage of selection of CEO. Does this satisfy?
Sir, I don't think I have an option but to... you know, to accept an answer like that, but I think you should introspect if that is a satisfactory answer.
I think you are making statements which are absolutely misplaced statements. Like you have just made some statements about our human relationship policies and our retention of talent. I think these are unwanted questions.
So the fact of the matter is that you hired somebody and he quit.
Mister, you have to tell us, where have you seen the attrition in this company, excepting that the managing director had left? Tell us the answer. Give me the numbers. I will sit with you and give you the answers also. Just tell us.
You're getting worked up.
It is very wrong. It is very wrong to come to such a misplaced judgment. That's all I want to tell you.
Fair enough, sir.
I don't want to discuss on this point any
further. Mr. Rajani.
Yes.
There was a question asked by you to the management, which they have answered that we are looking for it. I think we just need to give them the time and take the decision. There's nothing specific that they would be in a position to answer.
Fair enough.
In case there's anything more you want,
I want to make this gentleman to be very careful when you're asking questions, because you're making misplaced judgments on detention. And that walks me up.
Yes.
Please do not ask such questions.
I agree with you, Mr. Mukherjee. Mr. Rajani, if there is any further questions, please go ahead.
No, that's it. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rajani.
Thank you.
Okay, since thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question in queue. As there are no further questions, I'd like to now hand over the conference to Mr. Mukherjee for his closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
So, thank you. But I think I personally am feeling extremely encouraged because we have interested investors who are so interested in trying to know what we are doing. And we have tried to speak on what we are doing. And I don't think we have tried to make any answers which are evasive. And I think we see a tremendous future, not only in the industry, but also in our company. Because we are making many changes in terms of our business mix, in terms of building up new divisions for, like, we just spoke of the export, which are really export means the export of wagons, also export of railway components, because there are very good market for component business in Europe and as well as in the Western world, and which are at a very proper international prices. And we are trying to build those at the businesses. We are trying to build up facilities to produce them. We are trying to load. If you all will be knowing, we have an unit called Hi-Tech, which has world-class manufacturing facility. So we are debottlenecking Hi-Tech to produce world-class equipment, components. We talked of the private wagons. We talked about the exports. At the same time, also, we talked of number game in the railway wagons, because if you produce more numbers, we will be covering a lot of our fixed costs. And last but not the least, and I think we have made already very clear in our announcement, is that we are on a specific cost reduction drive, which includes improvement of wastages, which includes manpower, and which includes other consumptions like energy, consumables, etc. So there are specific actions that are being taken. And I think you would see that the manpower cost has come down, which is gradually come down as we move forward. So this is a very, very clear exercise for us on the short term. Medium term is product mix changes, new divisions, and capacity expansion. So I think these are our path is very, our directions, our vision is very well directed. We are very specific, number-oriented. So, in the process, sometimes you find stumble, sometimes you move through. Like one gentleman was very upset because no managing directors are coming up. But things are not moving. They're moving as good as you have a managing director, because we have a very strong management width. The management bandwidth is very strong in our company. That's forgotten by this gentleman who were asking questions. So all that I would like to say, that we would like to deliver better and better results to you through these specific actions I have mentioned. And we would like to get your support, your views. That will also help us a lot. But I think you're going to see different, quite radical changes in the results of the company. That's all I can say, if I'm not saying too much.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for interacting with the investors. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.